This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The markets are closed today in observation of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so this analysis is current as of Friday. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, today, of course, being a WASDE report day, what did we see going on in those grain and livestock markets?
Yeah, it was a negative report, unfortunately, for the bulls. Not everything was bearish, but most numbers were, starting with the final estimates for corn and beans. 15.3 billion bushel crop. They're looking for 15.2. Corn yield 177. They're looking for about 174.9. Bean, the production 4.1. They were looking 1.6. They were looking for 4.12. And soybean yield 50.6. It was 49.8 was the estimate. The stockpiles were a little bit higher in the corn and the beans. The wheat, although, was a little bit lower. The South American crops lowered them a little bit, 157, and the beans from 161 lowered the corn from 129 to 127. World stocks were up a little bit in the corn and up in the beans and just marginally higher in the wheat.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 10 and 3 quarters at 447 even. March soybeans down 12 and a quarter at 1224 and a quarter. Soybean meal down 10 cents at 362.10. Soybean oil down 47 at 48.25. On the Merck, February live cattle down 42 cents at 171.37. January feeders up 30 at 226.57. February lean hogs down 70 at 71.90. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today, and that's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.